Perek Beit, Mishnah Aleph. And so, we've dedicated the opening of Masechet Shvi'it to the dinim of Ilanot, Stay Ilan, and the dinim of Netiyot, Eser Netiyot. Now we're moving on to the dinim of Estei HaLavan. Estei HaLavan is the way we refer to a regular open field in which we grow either Tvua or Kitniot. And it's called a Estei HaLavan because it's bright. There's no trees to darken anything, so there's no shadow. Or because of the fact that it gets this white look to it when the grain matures. So how long can you plant it there? Says the Tanakhama, Ad shetichle halecha, until such time as there's no longer any of the rain that was there earlier in the year. Once it's basically dried up, you cannot do any more Harisha. Because then we ask you, what in the world is this guy doing Harisha for? It's not going to rain anymore this year. It's already past the rainy season. And the only reason he would be doing this would be if there was moisture left, so he would want to allow it to be accessible by the roots, and therefore he would do the Harisha. Because he's going to be doing a Zriya before Shemitah. But if there's no purpose in it, why is he doing it now? He must be doing it in order for the water to penetrate in the new rainy season, which will be, of course, during Shemitah. So then that would mean that all of his work now is fundamentally Shemitah work. Because of that, only in such time as there's still moisture there, and therefore you are going to still be working on the sixth year, so that you can do. But once there's no longer enough moisture to justify doing Harisha, and then, Kozman Shibnei Adam Chorshim, Lita B'mikshaot B'midlaot, this would be watermelon season. So watermelon season, you'd want to be able to plant your melons in such a way, even though it's after the rainy season, that they would be able to get to the water easily. That's underneath the surface. So, okay, then that would mean that you're still doing it for six-year produce. Okay, but once people are not going to be doing this for the purpose of planting watermelons or other type of gourds, and once it's totally dried up, people don't plant anymore. At that point, it's clear that the only reason that you're doing that is in order to benefit the ground for Shvi'is. And what's wrong for benefiting the ground for Shvi'is? People will think, this guy wants to do work during Shvi'is. Because of that, we ushered it from that time on Midrabon. Omer Rabbi Shimon, that's crazy. You can't tell people rules like that and expect them to know what to do. You've got to give them concrete times. Natata Torat kol echad ve'echad biyado. I understand. This guy's going to say, well, I would plant watermelons. This guy would say, I wouldn't plant watermelons. What kind of halacha is like? You can't be natata dvarecha l'shiurim, as the Gemara refers to it. You can't give it into people to start working out a personal shiur. Ella, it has to be kavua, and this is what I hope that the Gezerah was. Stei HaLavan, any Stei HaLavan is only workable until Pesach. Any Stei HaIlan is only workable until Shavuos. And in fact, Rabbi Shimon actually denies that there ever was this machlokas that we brought at the beginning of the previous, that there's a machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about whether there's a concrete time or not. And according to Beit Shammai, it would actually be a variable. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that. There's no such shita. Everybody is made that the kviut of the times that the Rabbanim were gezer was in fact Pesach for Stei Lavan and Atzeret for Stei HaIlan. Okay, now the question is, this is these coming Mishnayos are the fundamental Mishnayos of the types of work that we're going to be talking about in terms of Avodas HaKarka. So now, the thing is like this. We've already seen that you can do whatever you need to do in the Shnat HaShishit, pre-Shemitah, when those things are done for the benefit of peros that are growing or that will be planted during the Shnas HaShishi, because then there's no reason to answer them, because they do not appear to be nogea the next year, and there's no reason why anybody would think that you would be preparing your field for work during Shemitah. But there's also an entirely different category of things that we would allow you to do. And that is this. Remember that the Torah only asked, in terms of the Pasuk, it only asked Zeriah in terms of seed and the pruning of trees in terms of trees, which was the equivalent of Zeriah. On Shabbos, that was an equivalent. The other things, now there was a remez to the Becharish or Bekatzir Tishbot, that there's maybe an inin of Charisha as well. But there's dozens and dozens of activities that are part of what it is that you need to do if you've been on a farm, as you know. And therefore, all of those other inyanim, the Rabbanan aser to do during Shemitah. But since those things were only the Rabbanan, they did not extend the iser of melachot derabanan onto the additional chumrah of don't do melachos derabanan, even if they're derabanan, don't do them during the sixth year. That, there's no such thing. So because of that, there's all types of things that you are allowed to do during the sixth year. So let's say that you actually have watermelons growing, and therefore whatever it is you would be doing for the purpose of the Paris of the sixth year. So then you can fertilize it, which is called mezava. You can hoe it to make the topsoil looser or around the base of the roots. That is called me'adrin. That you can do in your fields that are growing watermelons all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Because since you're doing it for sixth-year Paris, there's no iser b'chlal. That's not an issue. No problem. The same thing would be true that you could spread your fertilizer and you can have a field that is a beit hashlachim, a field that is requires watering constantly in order to grow, and it therefore it will be growing during the summertime. So that's called a beit hashlachim. That also, if necessary for whatever you're growing, that's all sixth-year work. How about things that are not required necessarily for the sixth year, and they're going to benefit the seventh year as well, such as miyablim. Miyablim is a lush of yabolet. That means you can take off any type of parasitic growth or pathological growth on the tree. You can cut it. Mifarkin. Mifarkin is the cutting off of leaves where you have too many leaves, and you want to be able to get a better spread for the use of energy. There's no reason for the tree to have to support all of those leaves if 90% of them are not going to be exposed to the sun because there's other leaves on top of them. So that would be mifarek. To be mifarek is take off the extra leaves. Me'apkin means that you could put avak, you could put on dirt around roots of trees that have become uncovered and can therefore be damaged. Ma'ashnim is what we would call spraying the tree. They used to use smoke to kill insects from around the tree. So they would build like this fire to keep worms that were trying to crawl up the tree or various insects that were trying to parasitize the tree. That you can do all the way up till Rosh Hashanah. The reason you can do them all the way up to Rosh Hashanah is because even in Shemitah itself, they're not also meteorites, they're only gezeres. And the Rabbana did not gozer these gezeres on trees erev Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, there's another thing that you can do, but this you can do even during Shemitah. And that would be, this is my preferred interpretation of the Mishnah, that there is a level of mefarkin that is mutter, and this is the way the Gra understands it. I can't even imagine how you can understand it otherwise, but anyway, because of the Gra, I'm explaining it like the Gra. Af notelhu et ha'aleh min ha'eshkol, even during Shemitah. You guys said the only thing you can do are things that you do during the sixth year. And I'm telling you that when you're actually damaging the tree, so you've got the certain leaves that are growing on the actual clusters of fruit, that is a no-no. It's going to hurt the tree. And because of that, you can cut that off even during Shemitah. Because things that are damaging, as we're going to see, are mutter to do during Shemitah.